We're now welcoming to the call the head coach at the University of New Hampshire, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. An awful tough one in your opener game that looked like you guys had wrapped up, but except for a tough 13-10 loss at Holy Cross, as you've gone back and looked at that one, just give me your impressions on your team's effort.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, I mean, that's a very, very good team that we played against. They're well coached. They played really hard. I thought our team, you know, did everything but finishing that game. We weathered the storm. You know, we made some mistakes, obviously some critical errors that cost us the game, but I thought we stuck together. We played hard. We gave ourselves a chance to win. I think defensively, you know, we felt going into the year was going to be our strong side of the ball. They really stepped up. They played hard the entire game. And offensively, we knew we're young and inexperienced at the quarterback position. You know, we didn't play well enough in the first half. And then true freshman Max Brosmer came in, gave us a spark, led a couple scoring drives in the second half, and gave us a chance to win. But, you know, ultimately for us, we got to take care of the ball much better. There were some inexcusable penalties in terms of unsportsmanlike. We had a handful of those. So, you know, for us, we played young. You know, we're playing a bunch of freshmen, redshirt freshmen. So we played young and inexperienced, and we got to clean those things up.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Ricky Santos. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Let's start with that defense. You hold Holy Cross to just 62 yards on the ground, and the defense limits them to just two field goals. Had that huge stop there on fourth down late in the game. What impressed you on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I mean, you know, a kid who, Cam Brusco, who was a senior getting his first start, you know, had been a special teams player, but, you know, hadn't played much, and because of some injuries and some guys having to leave the program, he was thrust into action. He did a tremendous job stepping up in his first start, so really proud of him. And I thought the back half guys, I thought, you know, Pop Lacey, Evan Horn did a really good job. The corners, you know, put them on an island all day, and Prince Smith and Isaiah Perkins. And then, you know, we did a good job, like I said, up front, you know, handling their really good offensive line, you know, commanding some double teams and freeing up our backers so they could play free. So I think overall we did a great job. You know, we tackled the ball well. We made our missed tackle ratio. You know, the one thing we got to do is create turnovers better. You know, that was obviously a key factor. They created three against us. We didn't create any, you know, but I was very, very encouraged. We were encouraged as coaches with how hard we played. You know, even when the offense was struggling early, you know, the feeling on the sideline was we were never out of this game. We stayed together. The senior leadership was felt, and there was some good moments of us sticking together, which was very encouraging.
You touched on offensively, you know, you knew going into the game you're playing two young quarterbacks, and Brett Edwards goes the first half. You make the change to Max, as you said, at halftime. What went into that decision, and what do you think both of those guys can take away from Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, the plan was to have both of them play. And unfortunate, there was a couple three and outs early. You know, some drives had stalled, so we didn't feel like Brett really had a chance to get into a rhythm. So we let him go the entire half. And, you know, then obviously we had a critical error. We had a turnover in the red zone, an interception in the red zone deep in their territory. We had a great scoring opportunity. You know, that was a pivotal moment in the game where we kind of lost some momentum. So we, you know, gather ourselves at halftime, gave Max a chance to go in there, and I thought he, you know, being an 18-year-old kid, getting his first live action, thought he acclimated himself very well, had a presence about him, did a good job getting through his second, third part of his progression. Couple times when Holy Cross did a really good job of taking away some of our shots down the field, he escaped and threw the ball away. So, I mean, his completion percentage wasn't what you'd like, but he did a really good job protecting it. You know, the one turnover he had late, you know, it was a good pass. It was an unfortunate drop. So I thought we could take some encouraging things from him in terms of his composure. And then for Brett going forward, you know, we have not lost confidence. We think he did a great job extending the play. He's a dynamic athlete. You know, we just got to get him a little more settled in the confines of the pocket and being able to get through his progressions. But, you know, I think both of them will give us a chance to win going throughout the season.
Is that sort of the plan? I know it's you haven't been able to get back out on the field, but to continue to work both of those guys at least early in the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we felt like we were going to get them both acclimated up in the games and kind of see who was playing better through the first month of the season. So obviously, you know, based on a short, small sample size, you know, Max played better. So we're you know, most likely going to give Brosmer the start this week, and Brett's going to have to be ready to go as well. So they're both going to continue to play, continue to develop and get better. And then I think, you know, we were very encouraged. The offensive line played well. We ran the ball well. And I think that's something we got to continue to do to take some pressure off these guys. You know, but like I said, it's the penalties and the turnovers that we must clean up if we're going to win these games.
You touched on that running game. Another good game from Carlos Washington. I think his third 100-yard game in his past four going back to last year. 19 carries, 107 yards, and that big touchdown that put you up there in the middle of the fourth quarter. How did you feel like he played, and were you encouraged by your ability to run the ball?
Yeah, I thought he ran extremely hard. You know, again, he was one of the guys who had a 15-yard penalty. So I think with him, he's a very emotional player. You know, sometimes tries to do too much. You know, on that last play, you know, offensive line falls down. We just completely blow a wide open gap. You know, instead of trying to do too much, iron cross, get two hands on it, secure it, get us back to the 1 yard line, and give us an opportunity to get out of that thing and punt and let the defense win. So I think for us, we're still young at some key positions. And I think it's unfortunate. It's a teachable moment. And it's unfortunate that's the loss, but I think it's only going to make us stronger going forward, you know, if we're going through that.
When you suffer, as you said, you guys got a really young team, especially on the offensive side. When you go through what is, you know, a heartbreaking loss, a game look like you had, what was your message to the team, and do you feel like they've responded and bounced back and left that one in the past?
Yeah, I mean, win or lose, it's always been our philosophy. You got 24 hours to decompress and flush it and let it go. And I think we did a really good job. We had a good energetic practice yesterday, and the message was just to stay together and stay the course. There's going to be some adversity that's going to happen. You know, you look last year when offensively, you know, we had been down, we didn't even find the way to come back and give us a chance to win. So we were very encouraged that we at least kind of had the fortitude and the mindset to drive down and potentially give us a game-winning score late in the game. So those are some encouraging things. And then the biggest thing is harping on practicing well and practicing the fundamentals that are going to show up. You know, we painstakingly craft situational football here to put these guys in situations that's going to show up in the game, and they need to understand the importance of those things. You know, and then backing up, it's always been two hands on it. It's, you know, and it didn't show up in that situation, which is very unfortunate. You know, but I think, again, we're going to learn from this, we're going to get better for this, and we're going to be a better and stronger football team, you know, throughout the year because of it.
Your team back on the road this Saturday, a long trip to FIU. You've been involved with games against these FBS opponents before. What are the challenges of facing an FBS foe, and then maybe specifically some of the challenges that FIU will present for you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the depth is an issue when you face teams like this, having more scholarships. You know, they're able to, you know, potentially stay more fresh, being able to do line change and get some more guys in, obviously, having more scholarships. But I think for us, you know, we respect everybody that we play, but the key when you're playing a Division I team is, you know, we don't fear anybody. They put their pads on the same exact way we do, and we're going to go in there with the mindset that we have a great opportunity to win this game and play clean. But, I mean, they pose a great threat in this opponent in particular. They're very fast. They're physical up front. You know, last year, look, obviously, offensively, they were number one scoring offense in Conference USA. Prolific passer in James Morgan. You know, did a great job protecting it. I think they only had two interceptions last year. They were one of the top offenses in pass efficiency. And then their offensive line, you know, does a great job protecting the quarterback as well. You know, they didn't give up that many sacks last year. So, you know, defensively for us, it's keeping everything in front, continue to tackle well, eliminate some explosive plays, and make them drive the field. And then for us, you know, on the other side of the ball, offensively, you know, they have an All-American linebacker in Sage Lewis. I believe he's preseason defensive player of the year in that conference. So, you know, he's a tackling machine. We got to account for him in everything we do, protection scheme and in the run scheme. And they got a guy, Noah Curtis, on the defensive line who does a great job getting after the passer. So, you know, we just have to do a good job taking care of the ball early. We want to stay on track. And these are games, if you can be closer, be up at halftime, you know, we can gain obviously some confidence. You can put some doubt in the opponent's mind. We got a chance to win this thing late. So, you know, we're going to play extremely hard, a fast start, and being explosive in the first half is critically important.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for taking time with us. Safe travels to Florida, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, you too.